This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Education Secretary Betty DeVos was stopped by a federal judge from delaying Obama-era protections for students defrauded by nonprofit colleges. The judge said her action was arbitrary and capricious. In 2017, according to the Department of Transportation, airlines earned $4.6 billion in checked bag fees. NASA says that as a satellite, they'll be able to measure the change in elevation of the ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland to about a sixth of an inch, or the width of a pencil. Puerto Rican government is taking a hard line on rebuilding properties and only offering financial assistance if families move out of flood-prone areas. A significant body of research finds that students, especially non-white students, benefit from having teachers who look like them. The teacher workforce is becoming more female at 77% compared to 71% 30 years ago. It is still 80% white, down from 87%. Only about 15 of 180 American medical schools teach addiction, as including alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. In 2017, the German automaker Volkswagen began shutting off its BlackBerry servers at the end of the workday. Daimler, another German car company, deletes emails sent to employees while they're on vacation. Job seekers, in collaboration with the Communication Workers of America and the American Civil Liberties Union, filed charges with the Federal Equal Opportunity Employment Commission against Facebook and nine employers. The employers appear to have used Facebook's targeting technology to exclude women from the users who received their advertisements, which highlighted openings for jobs like truck driver and window installer. In one of the largest settlements rendered in the Catholic sex abuse cases, four men who were repeatedly abused as children will share a $27.5 million settlement paid by the Brooklyn, New York diocese. Hundreds of McDonald's workers in 10 cities, including 10 in New Orleans, protested sexual harassment on the job at stores, some striking to do so, and chanting, "Hold your burgers, hold your fries, keep your hands off my thighs." Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.